The Spring Hill Regional Landfill is located on Highway 273 in Campbellton, Florida. Current County Administrator Ernie Padgett works with Jackson County when they sold the land to Waste Management in the 80s.
And we knew then that out-of-county garbage was going to be coming in, and which it had. It has, but most everything that's dumped out there is out-of-county. Give you an example, out of 160,000 tons in the last quarter of 2016, only like no more than 14 or 15,000 was local. So it shows it is a big, big regional landfill.
According to the company's website, the landfill takes in a variety of garbage, including asbestos, biosolids, and non-hazardous municipal waste. One item not listed, but generated from landfill operations, is leachate, or as local residents call it, garbage juice. The plant currently receives, treats, and disposes of the runoff water. Waste Management says the current landfill is receiving more garbage and leachate than it can manage. Now it wants to spend $6 million on building a new well in the area, one that would be more than 4,000 feet deep to dispose of the garbage juice. But the county and many of its residents oppose the move and worry about what it can mean for the Floridian aquifer, their drinking water, and overall their health. Administrator Padgett is concerned about pollution risks.
Our concern continues to be and growing more on part of our commission and our citizens that, look, that stuff is injected. How do we know that it's not going to move upward to the aquifers? Our folks are just not willing to take the chance, and it's so much unknown. And that's why I'm personally opposed to it. There's too many unknown things out there.
Residents were taken by surprise when they found out about the well. The company applied for a permit from the Florida Department of Environmental Protection in August of 2016, and as a condition of that, had to hold a public hearing. Waste Management bought an ad in a local newspaper, and the only person to show up to the April meeting was a local reporter. Johnny Roberts lives in Jackson County and has followed Florida water issues since the Deepwater Horizon oil spill in 2010. She is against the well.
To me, I was concerned to think that they had let it go so far without the public knowing about it, you know, not advertising it. We none knew anything about it until they were in some of the final stages.
We've gone far and above and beyond what the law requires in that regard.
Waste Management engineer Brian Dolahite says the company has cooperated with the community to provide additional information on the project.
We have answered every question that has been posed to us with facts that are backed up by science.
The company believes the well is the most environmentally responsible and protective option for the disposal of leachate at the Spring Hill landfill. Dolahite says it's more protective of the groundwater drinking sources than the current practice.
A deep well has, you know, the geologic confining layers that are over 1,200 feet thick, the injection zone 4,000 feet below the surface. There's a much greater geologic and physical separation between the drinking water source and the injection zone as compared to spray applications from the wastewater treatment plant.
Still, the county is hesitant to accept the well. Local officials have recruited allies in other counties, organizations, and recently the office of Florida Senator Bill Nelson.
You know, I've gotten into this issue to try to help you by bringing some attention to it from the standpoint of me trying to get the federal government through the EPA interested. EPA definitely does have a stake when it comes to the quality of drinking water. And therefore, that is the hook that I'm using to go.
Nelson recently met with Jackson County commissioners and city managers to get a better grasp on the problem. Part of the issue is whether the well is needed. Waste Management says its plants in Sneeds and Mariana are operating at full capacity and that it needs the new well as another place to put leachate. But Sneeds City Manager Connie Butts told Senator Nelson that neither plants are running at full capacity. She says both are more than able to accept more garbage and leachate.
But I'm also wondering where all the leachate is coming from. In March 2013, I signed a contract with them to take up to 2 loads a day. Because what they told me then was their tank was full, and if they could get me to take 2 loads a day, that would empty their tank, it would keep them caught up. Then all of a sudden I find out they're sending how many loads to you on a regular basis? And now all of a sudden they have way too much leachate that they can't keep up with. Where is all the extra leachate? Are they hauling this in?
Butt says the counties don't produce enough garbage for the tanks to be full. The proposed permit would only allow Waste Management to drill an exploratory well. That well is meant to determine if the geology is appropriate and give the data to the state DEP. Waste Management's Dole Heights says the company has no intention to drill in a place that would potentially harm an aquifer. In fact, he says they're looking for an aquifer that is not drinkable or treatable.
That injection zone would have to contain an aquifer with water that is not fit for human consumption.
DEP spokeswoman Deanne Miller says the agency is still reviewing the application and is continuing to communicate with stakeholders to answer questions and provide information. She says the approval process is, quote, rigorous and that the company must meet environmental and human health requirements under state and federal regulations. The company would also have to apply for another permit for each phase of construction on the well. Still, it's of little comfort to Jackson County. Administrator Ernie Padgett says he, the commissioners, residents, and allies are all preparing to do anything they can to keep the well out of the county.
What I've been telling Waste Management people is what I'd recommend they do is voluntarily back off of this request and do what they can to make a run at the scientific data and things that they think will say, all right, this is the best alternative to dispose of this leachate. So I'm hoping that personally that will happen.
And residents like Johnny Roberts will be there fighting until the issue comes to a compromise.
I'm going to fight it as long as I just can stand.
Marianna City Commissioners adopted a resolution against the well, and Nelson has written a letter to the Federal Environmental Protection Agency in support of the county's stance. For WFSU News, I'm Morgan Danford.